Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. I hope you've been having an amazing week. I'm excited because in exactly 1 week, the next podcast that releases will be on my birthday. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to all the Aries out there. We are one of a kind. We are the best to ever do it. Okay. Anyway, I do want to just dive into today's topic. I do want to talk about, because I feel like there's like, people have been saying it's like a war against men and women and stuff. And I feel like a lot of times there are some relationships that could work out if you had better conflict resolution skills, right? So I want to talk about how to have healthy conflict resolution and fight fair. Of course, this is only if it's really worth it. This is not for abusive relationships. With those, I'd urge you to get out as safely as you can. This is for those people who might have just communication issues, right? They might not know how to just talk to one another. It might be a lot of talking over each other or not hearing each other, not paying attention, not really understanding what the other person is saying. So I want to get into that because communication is key with a lot of relationships. I usually ask couples who've been married for years, because y'all know I'm getting married in 2 months. Okay. So I'm asking people like, what leads to a long marriage, you know? And a lot of times they say communication is key, which I'm so happy that my partner and I communicate very well when it comes to everything. And it's important because when you're with someone, you're going to have different opinions. You're going to have different beliefs, different behaviors, different patterns. And you have to discuss things that might be tough to discuss. Like, hey, we're planning a wedding. We discuss money pretty often and budgeting pretty often. We got to have real conversations. We can't be scared. And then there are times where we might have a disagreement and we have to figure out, okay, how do we get back to us, the harmonious state, right? So today I want to go through 5 ways to have healthy conflict resolution skills and how to fight fair. Number one, first, take a break if you need to. This is something I've had to learn. I used to just completely shut down and my partner would be like, what's going on? I'm like, nothing, I'm fine. That was me being dishonest. However, over time and throughout our relationship, because he's really good at this, if we need a break, it's like, hey, yeah, I'm bothered by something. I got a little annoyed by something you just said, but let me just take 5 minutes, right? Because I want to process my thoughts. I want to make sure that I'm not speaking when I'm upset and say things that I regret, right? I want to make sure that I do want to talk about it because I don't want to assume. I used to do that a lot of times. That's a bonus there. Make sure you ask questions instead of assume. A lot of us assume things and we go play this loop in our head of what we think happened or how it happened and whatever. And we just assume what the other person meant when instead it's like, well, let me just ask questions. So take that break just to collect your thoughts. Just to calm down if you need to, just to take a breather, just to go through, you know, the situation in your mind and then just come back and talk like, hey, you ready to talk now? Great. Have that conversation. Ask those questions during that time, but take that break. Make sure the break isn't too long because the longer you wait or ignore the problem, the worse it can get. Like I said, you'll start playing the conversation in your mind. You start ruminating and you start thinking, and it might make you feel worse because you're thinking the worst when all you have to do is ask questions from the person. You might add in your own commentary. You're like, oh yeah, they definitely meant it this way, right? So take the time that you need, even let them know, hey, give me 5 minutes, or hey, I'm going to take a drive. I'll be back within an hour or two and we could talk. Something like that. But just don't let it go too long. I know, I don't even know what. Oh, I think there was a miscommunication last week between my partner and I. It's so funny because he was kind of short with me. And I was like, oh, I don't know why he was short. Okay. I just knew like I didn't do anything. So I'm like, well, he'll talk to me when he's ready to talk. The next morning on our drive to work, he texts me and he's like, hey, like, why are you in a mood? I just want my best friend back. Right. And I like that we could talk to each other as friends and lovers. When we're not seeing eye to eye about something, it must like, wait, this isn't just my partner that I'm mad at. This is like my friend that I'm having a difficult time with. And then once we talked, I was like, no, I thought you were mad at me. And so it was just complete miscommunication at that point. However, I like that we gave each other a little space. He came to me like, hey, I want my friend. And I'm like, hey, I don't know what the problem is. And then we just talked it out and boom, everything was all good and all clear. So just give each other a little break if you need to. Number two, choose your battles wisely. Choose your battles wisely. This is specifically for my girls. I love you. But girl, you're not going to like this. Learn to be quiet. Stop nagging all the time. Give them room for error, okay? Give your partner room for error. Give them some grace. We live together. That was an adjustment. Things are not always super clean the way I want them clean at the moment that I want them clean, okay? Ladies, I know you feel me. I know you feel me. However, I'm like, I'm not going to take the trash out. He went out of town one time and came back and realized trash was still there. That's how committed I was to, like, I'm not taking this trash out. I mean, of course, granted, there was one time I remember really taking the trash out. He had COVID for 2 weeks and I was like, okay, I guess, you know, I had to do it. And this is such a small example, but I think I would take the trash out sooner than my partner. I would take it out as soon as the trash is getting full. He takes it out a little after it's a little too full for my liking. So for like a few minutes, I'm annoyed. Like, oh my God, I wish he would just take the trash out. And you know what? He doesn't know this, but he doesn't know it because I feel like I would be nagging. Like, hey, can you take the trash out? Like, I know he's going to do it. So why do I have to bring it up and get it done on my time? He's going to do it. He's not going to let it be super messy in there to where it's disgusting, right? He's going to take it out. Let me just give him some time. And as soon as he takes it out, that annoyance just goes away. It just goes away. So I've learned to just be quiet about it. Like, I'm not going to chastise him every single week. Like, oh, babe, the trash needs to be out. He sees it and he's going to do it. And he's probably just not going to do it on the time that I think it should be done. You know, ladies, we just are very particular about certain things. I know you feel me, but choose your battles wisely. That was, again, such a small example. But if there's something like not worth mentioning, just zip it a little bit. All right. If there's something that they do that annoys you, but you can live with it, it's like a small annoyance, it's okay. Is it really worth mentioning? Like, they put the dishes in the dishwasher, but maybe they put them a different way than you would have put them. Okay. So is it really worth mentioning? Hey, the dishes are still getting cleaned. Again, those are small examples. You figure out your battles that work for you and that don't work for you. You can write those out and be like, yep, nope, I will not settle for this. I will not settle for that. You might not settle for a trash can that might be overflowing a little bit. And maybe at that time, you'd be like, hey, babe, this is another thing. Learn how to speak to the man, okay? Resting your feminine energy. Hey, babe, do you mind taking the trash out? Boom. Okay, sure, y'all get to it, you know, because sometimes they don't do it as soon as you say something. You'd be like, oh my God, I just want him to do it right now. And that's why I just, like, refuse. I refuse. I'm like, I'm not going down that road. Because they're going to say in a minute. In a minute in a woman's mind is wanting it done right then and right there. So if it's going to get done anyway, then why even bring it up? But again, that is a sweet way that you could ask. Not, can you take the trash out? Like, babe, do you mind doing this? Babe, can you put those muscles to use? I've used that quite a few times. He kind of laughed because he knows what I'm doing. But babe, you know, you've been working out a lot. I see the muscles. Yeah, can you open this jar for me? Can you take the trash out with those big old muscles? You know, stroke the ego a little bit. Stroke that ego. Don't tell him I'm saying this. All right. That's number two. Choose your battles wisely. Number three is to listen. Getting back on a serious note, really listen. If you're in an argument and it is a real disagreement and they've said their point, their case, repeat what you heard. Literally say, okay, what I'm hearing you say is, and repeat your interpretation of what they just said. It might sound silly to you. However, I'm telling you, this will help you clear up any miscommunication, any confusion. You just say, this is what I'm hearing you say. Could you repeat that? And if they're like, no, that's not what I said, then you can get to the bottom of it a little quicker. But if they're telling you their side and you're just receiving it, or they're telling you their side and you're just like defending yourself, are you really listening? Are you really listening to understand their point of view of the situation at hand? So really make sure you listen, and this will help minimize any of that conflict because you want to be on the same page with the person. Ultimately, what I would say is conflict resolution is to resolve things. You're going to resolve the conflict, right? So you want to be on the same page with that person. And to be on the same page, you want to make sure you're listening and you're really hearing what they're saying. You can clear up any misunderstanding. Nope, I didn't say that. Or nope, that's not what I meant. That was not my intention. That was not my intention. What I meant is, and let them clearly explain. You don't understand how many times that can help resolve a situation. Because communication is just communication. I made that sound real deep, but I really didn't say nothing right there. So let me just say that again. Pretty much communication is us connecting and talking to one another. And based on our own perception and our own interpretation of what the person is saying. So to get some clarity and ask some questions is so important so that there isn't miscommunication, right? You follow me. Let them say everything they need to say. And when you want to speak up, just ask, like, hey, can I interject here? Can I say something real quick? Can I add something to this? But make sure you first totally hear them out. And when they're starting to maybe repeat things or something, then ask, like, hey, may I interject? Boom. I'm telling you, this only goes for people who are healthy and really willing to communicate and be open. Tried this with a narcissist before. It was very tough because anytime I went to interject, he would say, I'm going to hang up. And would not let me state my case at all. I just had to really listen to what he was saying the whole time. That was so draining and frustrating because they would just yell and say everything. And when I want to say something, it's like, I'm going to stop talking to you. And it's like, okay, this is not a two-way conversation at all, right? So really be mindful who you're having these conversations with. If it gets that way, then yeah, definitely take that break. Or if you can, leave that person because it ain't going to get better. Or let me not say that. Go to therapy. Talk it out when y'all are calm and it's not in a time where you're angry at each other, but still try to make sure it gets resolved. Because the thing is, a lot of people sweep things under the rug, and that's the problem. People will sweep things under the rug, act like nothing ever happened, and will not talk again until that topic comes up again, which actually leads me to a bonus. Handle problems as they come. There are so many times where you're so quiet for so long with every little thing that bothers you that you just let it boil and boil and boil. And then you explode one day and then you want to go off. And then it's like you've just been holding so much in. But if you handle the problems as they come, it will not get to that point. My partner and I, we do that all the time. Any small, minor annoyance. Oh, we're talking about it. We're talking about it. Any minor annoyance, disagreement, disagreement, we're going to talk about it so that we're not holding things in for months and years and then explode one day. Because that's unfair to them, because everyone, like my past relationship with the narcissist, he thought the relationship was perfect when I was ending it. He's like, what? Yeah, because I would try to bring things up and nothing would ever get resolved. And he would talk over me all the time that I had my boiling point and I was just done and escaping, right? But if you're with someone who's willing to communicate and y'all could talk over the smaller things, it won't turn into one of the bigger things. You can nip all that in the bud when it's just starting to become annoying to you. It'll be a small annoyance instead of a big burst of anger that come out of you, okay? So be open and willing to have that conversation, any small little conversation, even like I said, if it's about the dishes or if it's about the budget, no matter how big, how small, talk about it when you can, and talk about it maybe while you're doing something. If you're going on a drive, chat with them. If you guys are both like cleaning or doing something around the house, chat with them about it. All right. So let me get back to the 5 points. So I had first, take a break if you need to. Number two, choose your battles wisely. Number three, listen. The bonus was handle problems as they come. So number four, first, if I sound different, it's because it's a different day. I'm completing this in the morning. My computer died last night. So number four is to express how you feel. So imagine this, your feelings are hurt, you're upset about something, And instead of understanding why or saying, I feel hurt to the person, you're bottling all that in. And instead, you're blaming someone else for the problem. You're mad at them because they did this and they said that, and they might not even know the problem at all. And plus, it's easy to place blame on someone else and just throw it all on them and say it's their fault. And you're not being accountable for how you feel. You're not being vulnerable. And part of vulnerability is what helps you to be more honest in your relationships, whether that's with a friend, a family member, your partner. You have to be honest about how you feel and let them know, because they might not know. In therapy, my therapist shared an emotion and feeling wheel, which I'll share on the website at gogirlmovement.org. Be sure you're following. And it's helped so much. Like, I'm looking at the wheel right now, and you might feel annoyed by something. My thing, a lot of times I get annoyed by things. But then annoyance could turn into being irritable. And then if you're even more irritable, it can lead to anger, right? So that's why I want to attack the small situation, like with my partner. I attack it when I'm annoyed. Because if I'm annoyed and it doesn't resolve right then and there, I'm going to get irritated. And if I get irritated, you see how my voice is even getting more on? Then I'm going to get angry. And we don't want to get angry in these streets, all right? We do not want to get angry. I'll share a few more. You might feel jealous. You might feel jealous. If you don't deal with that, then it might turn into envy. And if you don't work with that, then it'll turn into anger. And that anger is when you start comparing. You might be like, why do they have something and I don't? That's, you're completely jealous, envious, and then angry. Or sometimes you might think you're angry when you're really just sad, right? So a first emotion in a sad tier, it's like three tiers. First is you might feel displeased by something. And then you might get disappointed. And if it goes a little deeper, then you might realize you're sad. So this helped me so much with my emotional language, because I used to always just say, oh, I feel good or I feel bad. That was it. I didn't know it was all of these emotions that you could feel. It was different layers to the emotion. I could go to a happy one. Let's go to, okay, you might feel delightful, which then might help you to feel even happier. And then that root feeling is joy. You're feeling full of joy. Or you might feel romantic, which leads to being affectionate, which then leads to the feeling of love. So I'm going to share this. I really want you to take a look so that you can understand more of your feelings and you can express that in relationships. Again, mine, a lot of times, is I'm annoyed. And I try to work through that annoyance so it doesn't turn into anger. But of course, a lot of times I feel love, I feel joy. Also, fear is up here. You know, you might feel anxious or worried a lot of times. Yeah, hello, my overthinkers out there. My Aries, shout out to you. But you know, sometimes we overthink. We might feel anxious and worried, which leads us to feel nervous about something when the root of it all is fear. And I felt that recently. I'm trying to make some changes in my life, and sometimes it's fear that stops me, and I'm trying to get over that hump, you know, and walk by faith, not by sight, not by what I can see, like embrace the uncertainty. So there's that fear that I'm working on. And some of that fear is also insecurity and stuff, you know, so this emotional wheel really does help. I know I've said to myself last week, like, I feel anxious. And then one day I was like, I feel nervous. And now to look at this wheel is like, oh, damn, that was fear. Right? So I even forget sometimes, but I know one of the feelings, but to see the root of it, it's like, oh, wow, eye-opening fear. And the six root feelings that I'm seeing on this wheel is anger, sadness, fear, surprise, joy, and love. And then it goes into the second tier and the third tier. Again, this will be on gogirlmovement.org so you can understand your feelings, all right? But express how you feel. Number four, okay? And how to have healthy conflict resolution and fight fair. You got to say how you feel. Like, hey, I feel annoyed when this happens. Say I use the trash can theory. Hey, I feel annoyed when the trash is overflowing. What I need is for it to be taken out a little sooner. However, that's something so small. And like, do I really need that? Or am I thinking, oh, this person is not being considerate, or oh, this person is not respecting the household, right? Like, does it go a little deeper than what I'm saying? And is it really that deep? Okay, so your feelings, sometimes you get to, when you take that first step, take that break, understand, how do I feel? Is it really that serious? Am I choosing my battle wisely? Or do I feel annoyed and this feeling will go away in 5 minutes? Let me just take my break, my breather, and just share how I feel. And it doesn't have to be such a big deal, right? Express how you feel, though, because your feelings are valid and no one can take that away from you. No one can tell you, no, you don't feel that way. I mean, they could tell you, but they don't know internally what you're going through emotionally. That's for you to decide. And if they say, no, you don't feel that way, they're not validating your feelings. And that might be someone that you can't really communicate in a healthy way with and have healthy conflict resolution with, right? And the last one is to understand it's the two of you against the problem. So still fight in love. When we're annoyed or upset at each other, it's still like, but babe, I needed this, or babe, you know, we're still like, babe this, babe that. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're just very direct with our words, like, no, because I felt this, you know. My voice gets a little more stern, and that's how we're talking. But it's also in love, and it's not any ill intent towards each other. It's just, we're having a disagreement. We're not in alignment right now. We're not on the same page right now. We're not in our harmonious state right now. How can we get back there? And how can we do this with love? There's no yelling. There's no need to call someone out of their name. No need to threaten anyone or anything like that. Just use your words. Just communicate. And again, it's you two against the problem. It's like, ugh, that problem is trying to get in the way of us. That trash is trying to get in the way of us. But can it really? No, you have the power over your emotions. You have the power to not let things get too far. And at the end of the day, especially when you're in a relationship with your partner, you're choosing to be with this person. Is it really worth it? Is that argument really worth it? And sometimes, yes, it might be. But again, that's why I say handle things at the small level so it doesn't blow up and become bigger than it has to be. The issue might not be trash can for you. It might be deeper. Like I said, like, they don't consider me, they don't ever do anything around the house, and yada, yada, you know, it might go deeper. You might only feel like all they do is take out the trash, and that's all you need them to do, and they're not even doing that. That's a totally different situation. That means you want to lighten your load. You want more of a partnership. You want someone who's also taking care of the house as much as you. You don't want to resent the person because you're doing most of the labor and domestic work around the house, right? Have that conversation. It might, it goes deeper than a trash. But understand that the problem is something else. You two are on the same team. If you can see it like that, then you'll understand, okay, we're on the same team. We're having conflict right now, and we want to resolve this situation. How do we resolve it? What are some solutions here? What are some solutions? You speak your solutions, let your partners share their solutions, even if this is a conflict within a friendship or with a family member too. You can just ask, okay, so what are some solutions? What do you need? Okay, well, here's what I need, and share it. Okay. So I hope that helped out. I know people had some questions about conflict resolution, and we'll go over the steps again. Number one, take a break if you need to. Number two, choose your battles wisely. Number three, listen. Number four, express how you feel. Number five, understand it's the two of you against the problem. And a little bonus out there, handle problems as they come so they don't blow up, right? So I hope you have healthy communication, healthy conflict resolution within the next week. Let me know how this episode helped you. I love talking about it. I appreciate you listening. Be sure to follow on social media at Go Girl Movement or at I Am Ashley Caprice. I appreciate you for taking time to listen. Be sure to leave a review, a rating. Let me know what you thought about this episode. And I'll talk to you again next week on my birthday. Have a great week, girls. Go, girl.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go Girl!